Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stop. It's the best day ever, all of Vienna, yeah, oh, hey. Oh,
oh. Hey, y'all think it's so crazy.
He's not. If we tried that, we could somewhere to climb. It's warm long as you were.
Hey, yo, stop.
Oh, you wearing them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them little hair tumming braids like Ampine. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin had.
Young nigga from that north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass podcast, no fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bare beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased and pay Deacon Ample Rat to go slide to the wake and preach. Thanksgiving at Devin crib, but sub is what he eat. Niggas been lame. Can I get a lean ass nigga? Nigga, you ain't a fan of the pot of green ass nigga.
Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing.
All right, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. Another episode of REOP. You know what time it is. It's your boy, Mr. Jefferson.
Yes, sir. Your boy, Ampavelli. So usually, man, we take the weekends off, man.
Yeah.
But we had to open up shop for the big homie, man.
Yes, indeed. This is a special one.
It's an exciting episode. So Joe hit me up. He's like, you want to interview a nigga that used to work for Elon Musk? I said, hell yeah, nigga. I love space. I love all that shit.
Bruh, I was like, man, this will be a huge episode for us. So let's go ahead and lock this in as quick as we can. Yeah.
Hey, man, we're not allowed to say his name anymore. But, man, I done said a million times, man, I'm a Joe Rogan disciple.
Right, right.
He's one of the many reasons why I even podcast. So
pioneer.
I told Elf, I said, man, you about to be on your Joe Rogan
show.
I feel like
this episode in the Joe Rogan bag. So I said, let's go ahead and do it, man. So let's go ahead and introduce our guests. Where you from, all that shit, man.
Yeah, man, it's Benny Tarantino, man. I hail from Little Rock, Arkansas, man. 501 to the death of me, you know. City boy, country boy, you know, good living, you know. Hop in the city during the day, hop in the city during the night. Weekends, four-wheeling and shit, you know. It get it popping back home. Like, I love the city. Shout out to the bitty.
I heard that. So, yeah, man, let's dive right in. I'm excited as hell to ask these questions. So, first off, man, how did you get started into like your space exploration?
So honestly, my pops was working. He was working for SpaceX back in 2018.
Okay,
I was back at the crib in 2018. I ain't know shit about it, you know. I ain't even know y'all was a space coast until I got to this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit was crazy. You know, you wake up, rockets and shit flying in the middle of the night. You like, everything's shaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. But yeah, Pops was working, man. He sent me a application. I filled out the motherfucker application. I always been a working motherfucker, like, no matter what it was. Like, we're going to run the show up. Like,
right, right.
That's the whole plan. But yeah, I filled out the application, man. Shout out to my boy Ro. Ro still worked there. He pushed my application, like, pushed it. Like, pushed it through. Like, I was like, damn, like, filled out application on a Monday. He pushed it through on a Thursday.
Word. Yeah, that's some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? We was down here for family vacation, July 4th through like the 8th.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. Shit, I put it in on like the 2nd. I got that bitch, the acceptance letter on the 6th.
Oh, that's fire.
On the 6th. I started on the 15th.
Man.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, shout out to Ro, shout out to Pops. But yeah, from there, man, I came in as a lunch logistics specialist, basically just handling all inventory and shit,
right.
Outbound, inbound shipments and shit. From there, I just grew all the way up into shit. I'm the nigga pushing the vehicle with the rocket on top.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm the one directing that motherfucker out of the hangar and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everything I did from when I started to now, I was hands-on with it.
Right.
Like, I got buku pitches, rockets, spaceships, fucking satellites. Like, shit big.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's big. Like,
I could imagine.
Yeah. So a lot of NDAs.
So that's going to be one of the questions. But you said you wasn't, like, familiar with space and shit. Like, were you nervous applying for a job like that? Because some people may be, like, intimidated. Like, it's, like, Elon Musk company, like, SpaceX and all that shit. Right. So you'd be a little worried. So
what were the accreditations as well? Like, what were the requirements you needed?
So it was like, if you had a bachelor's degree, it was cool. Like, you know, I went to college, so like it was cool. But at the same time, what I went to school for when this shit.
Right, right, right.
You know, but I did have a lot of order select and stock and inventory background.
Right.
From 2015 till 2018. So a lot of that helped me get through it.
Yeah.
But I still got the text message to the day. Ro hit me up and was like, hey, if you a quarter of what your pops is, like, tell me now and I'll push it through because we need you.
Yeah.
Shit. There it was up. Yeah, shout out my boy Ro, man. Ro done had me. I was working there. Ro had me courtside at the Lando Magic in the Heat game, bro.
Word.
That's the homie, bro. Yeah, like, yeah. That's the homie, bro.
Straight up.
So your pops, did he have like a big experience working in like...
Yeah, pops in aviation background for probably 22 plus years now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pops... My parents had me at 16. Mm-hmm. I want to say Pop started college around 95, 96, mm-hmm. some shit around there, but it was always aviation. Like, he always obsessed with planes. Like, he the homie that step outside and a plane come over, he look up and be like, 737.
Yeah, yeah.
On board of air or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. You're like, damn, weird flex, my nigga, but cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I know a few people like that.
Yeah. But that, yeah, aviation background. So he didn't do everything that you probably could do as far as aviation. So he wanted to switch it up. But the plot twist was, like, he went to Rockets, but I don't think he understood. It was like, hey, it's a bunch of different type of planes. Like, that shit change every day. So you always doing some shit with a different type of plane every day. I don't think he understood that, like, Rockets, when you learn it, you learn it. It ain't really too much that you can tweak because you don't want no crazy anomaly in the sky, no big ball of fire blow up or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think when he came over to the Rocket side of it, it got old to him quick. Mm-hmm. So then he ended up leaving. So he left too. I think he left last year.
Okay.
Around Christmas time.
Got you.
But yeah. Crazy though, because I'm finna go to the company he had now too.
So but he pretty much left because he felt like he like knew everything he needed to know. He needed like a different experience.
Like, for sure. Like it was crazy. Like I ain't standing where I'm at today with you motherfuckers if like he ain't do the shit he need to do. I tell you that.
Yeah, he set the foundation for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big ass shoes to fill, but shit.
That's dope because you know most people when they get like a certain position, they just like stay there. They get like used to it. They were like, I don't want no more challenges.
Right, right.
I'm here where I'm at. I'm just gonna stay here forever.
And that's how he was with the plane joints though. Like he was again aviation for like 20, 22 plus years.
Yeah, yeah.
But like. Again, airplane step outside, that's boom, boom, that. What the bam? Shit. With the rocket shit, I think, like, it was like, damn, this is it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is it.
This shit kind of weak.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, what else is it? It's like, shit, that's it. I go do this somewhere else where I'm happier at.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I know, man, I'm not heavy in the spaceship, but I just be watching, like, the Elon shit, the SpaceX shit. And that shit just be challenging. I'd even watch like some Joe Rogan episodes where they had like the big wigs from the company on there and whatnot talking about different shit. And I'd just be like, I'd be trying to retain information, but I'd be like, this is a lot.
Hey, it's a lot. It's a lot. But like, that's where I thrive at. I thrive in chaos. Okay. Like that's the biggest reason for like my brand, stay comfy, like be comfortable in chaos. Like the most uncomfortable shit, hey, just breathe, bro. You're gonna get through it. Like it'll pass over, bro. It's a storm. It'll pass over, bro. You good. Like, just stay comfy, bro. That's it.
Well, hold on, Joe. Get the round of applause real quick, man. Yeah. I forgot to applaud you, man. You one of the first guests, man. You had the whole, you had a flyer, everything.
Everything, man. Like, when we talked about doing the, all right, so let's backtrack a bit. You know what I mean? I did a rug for Benny, and I thought that it was so dope. You know what I mean? The logo and everything. You know what I mean? So I asked him about it when we was on the phone setting this up. I'm like, yo, what does the logo mean? Go ahead and tell him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so I was telling Joe, like, you know, everybody be like, shit, they got a spear animal, they got this shit. I don't feel like my shit an animal. I feel like my shit is like a thunderstorm. Mm. Like, that's how I feel. Like, it's so much, it's a deeper conversation, but like, that's just how I feel. I feel like I got a thunderstorm inside of me, you know? Everything that a storm could bring, I feel like I could bring. Grow shit, tear shit down, you know, be beautiful to some people, smell beautiful to some people, you know.
Right.
Some people fear me, you know, some people respect me, some people know what I bring. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it. Like, I don't have an animal. I feel like I'm a thunderstorm.
You feel like it's a thunderstorm because you say you like chaos and shit. Yeah. It's thunderstorm kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah. But it's for a reason. You know, I ain't bringing hell or havoc on nobody just because.
Right.
You know? I forgot what the fuck I tweeted. I tweeted some shit today about some shit like that. But it was basically just saying, like, I'm mowing down anybody that feel like they're opposition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't bring no disrespect, no harm to nobody. So, like, when it started coming my way, shit. I'm letting that shit loose now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Of course, yeah.
You know, I'm trying to do numbers and remain humble, but some people make that shit hard.
Right.
On purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're going to talk about your brand in a second. I got some more questions. So going into SpaceX and whatnot, so you a black man and whatnot. Did you have any, like, issues, like, maneuvering through the company as a black man? Because from the outside looking in, like, that company just looks pure white. But I know they got some brothers in there. So did you have any, like, did you have to feel like you had to work harder?
I did feel like I had to work harder, but at the same time, like, I knew I took on it to like the Kobe mentality of it.
Yeah.
Like basketball, 10% physical, 90% mental.
Right.
I knew going in it was like I was black, so it's gonna be hard to move up regardless. Right. But shit. You know, keep your head down, stay humble, do your work, like everything be good. But I did get fucked over though, I believe because I was black.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I did. Motherfuckers brought a team of 9 niggas in. I trained all of them, got them up to par. Was like, hey, fill out the team lead app. We're going to see what we can do. I said, shit, say less.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking this is a gift. I'm 2 years in now.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, yeah. You know? This your challenge. You did it. You trained them 9 people.
It's me and my supervisor. Nobody else.
Yeah.
They brought 10 niggas in. I had to train all them niggas and keep my efficiency up at work myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I did that shit. Filled it out. They gave it to a white homie on a whole another team. And then peep this was like, hey, train him. I said, all right. Train who?
Yeah.
Nigga quit in 3 months. Why?
Yeah, stop.
Because the shit that I showed the other homies was like, hey, it's a difference between good and evil.
Right, right.
You can follow him. Technically, he is your lead. You can follow him. But shit, if you want to open your eyes up and really get the benefit of this whole company shit,
right.
Shit, stick with me.
Yeah.
To this day, I fuck with them boys. They stuck with me. But he quit.
Yeah.
He quit.
Yeah.
That's usually what happened too, man.
Yeah, he couldn't handle the pressure or whatnot?
Couldn't handle it, bro. Everything he said, niggas was like, shit. It was basically like everything Joe say, and niggas be like, all right, Amp, should we do it?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, Joe got the title. Why the fuck is niggas still looking at Amp?
Yeah,
that's how it was. He can handle that shit. So he,
yeah, that happened a lot. Yeah, that happened a lot of jobs. If you like, even if you like a boss and whatnot, you got management. If your employees don't got respect for you, if they don't start off with respect, they never gonna have respect for you.
Right, never gonna have it, bro. But I give it to him. No, I had this one dude. He was part of that 9, but he was calling me a nigga on the side. I had a little Irish homie that was working there, a little Celtic warrior, what I fucking called him, dog. He had the little Thor long hair and shit, you know. Shit, he
was working with Sheamus.
Yeah, that ass. But yeah, he came to him and was like, hey, buddy, keeps saying nigga. Like, he keeps saying nigga. Damn. And I'm like, shit, you sure? Like, I can't take this HR, you ain't sure. So he was like, yeah, he's saying the shit. I was like, bet. I went and asked one of the other homies that had been there longest. Me, I'm like, hey, you ever heard him say a nigga? And he tells me, he's like, yeah, but I told him he got to watch his audience. I said, what the fuck does that mean?
What?
Hey, took that motherfucker to HR on Tuesday, motherfucker gone Friday. Straight up. So I can fuck with SpaceX for that.
Yeah.
Get these racist motherfuckers out of here.
Yeah, get them the fuck up out of here. Pack them up.
Yeah, on me. Good thing HR exists, because Elon was on some wild shit at one point. Hey.
Elon the man, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Shit, that's a good
bad experience with Elon.
That's a good segue. We'll go ahead and get into the Elon bag, man.
Yeah, I didn't have no bad experience with Elon. The first time I actually saw Elon, I was down at this place called Starbase down in Boca Chica, Texas. Working nights, man. I was visiting from here, from Cape Side. Went down there to do set up logistics and shit for them motherfuckers.
Right.
Went down there, bro. Next thing I know, I start seeing motherfuckers start clearing out the building. But ain't nobody saying shit. They just walking out. But they all walking out from one direction. So it's like, you know somebody coming and they running from them.
Mm.
Well, shit. I'm at the fucking drink machine finna grab
this nigga Michael Myers or something?
Bro. Bro doesn't sleep.
I believe that.
Man don't sleep.
They say he work 18 hours a day.
That's it? That's all y'all heard?
That's what I said.
That's all y'all heard? But nah, so he walks up. I'm getting Gatorade. He walks up. Motherfucker grabs a chocolate milk. Bro, I look up. It's fucking Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I understood who I worked for. The entire time, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But you don't expect to see them up.
When I look to my left and the CEO was grabbing a chocolate milk, motherfucker got to be 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", 250.
Yeah.
Pale white. Yeah. Edward Cullen, bro. Fucking Twilight.
That's crazy.
Pale. Motherfucker don't sleep, bro. He don't sleep. So I'm again down there. He love everything black and white. Black and white. Even the inside of his jet, flew in a motherfucking jet 4-5 times. Badass. First PJ, bro. SpaceX introduced me to the PJ life.
That's what's up.
Hey.
You flew with Elon?
Nah.
You just was on the, okay.
I ain't that high up. That was above my pay grade.
Right.
But nah, it's crazy though, because I did sit in the seat. I sat in the seat. We flying, I'm going from LA back to Cape. Buddy comes out the back and was like, hey, we're at altitude. You guys start getting up, go to the restroom. You can even adjust your seat so, you're facing each other, have a conversation. So motherfuckers is like, cool. So they sliding the seats out, twisting and turning and shit. And he was like, hey, you, sir, just give me a second. I'll do yours myself. Just tell me how you want it. And I was like, I can't do my own? He was like, no, that's the CEO seat. That's his favorite seat. So you might just want to leave yours.
Yeah.
And what it is, I was like, shit. I'm sitting in the PJ like this. I ain't touching shit. They're like, shit. You in Elon's seat. I'm like, shit. I'm sitting there. Fine. Fuck that.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's dope, though, but he cool. You know, I respect him because, a lot of CEOs don't come check on their babies. Right. And by their babies, I mean their companies.
Yeah.
You know, they let the board execs and shit run their shit.
Right.
They just get everything on the back end. You know, respectable. But I respect him because he's there. He there front line. You know what I'm saying? He getting grimy with it. You know, he don't call himself your CEO. He call himself an engineer.
Right.
You know, and he's there making those differences. So I can respect that. Mm. I can't say Elon's the reason I left. That's not it.
Yeah.
You know, I fuck with Elon.
I hear that.
Would you say he's a good boss?
I wouldn't know. I never worked under him. You know what I'm saying? But I can respect him as a CEO for sure. You know, I respect him. I didn't have to worry about nothing insurance wise. You know, if it was just me and not my wife, all my shit be free.
Yeah.
You know, everything, vision, dental, everything. a good life. Like he presents, he gives you a good life. You go to his companies.
Right.
Yeah, that's some real good benefits. Cause like even like his counterpart billionaires, like Jeff Bezos, he don't even offer shit like that. Yeah,
nah. Jeff don't give no fucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you seen that shit when he went to space? He like. He said some shit. He was like, thank you to all my my workers in the warehouse. Yeah, you're the reason possible. You made this possible for me. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Like, nah, I'm glad you all are willing to accept the $15 an hour that I'm paying.
I will give it to Jeff, though. So Jeff came out and gave, when they went to space and it was successful, came back, Jeff gave them boys $10,000 bonuses. Motherfuckers went home with like $7,500.
Who that?
Shit, Blue Origin, his space company.
The space company. Yeah. Now, we talking about the niggas in the warehouse. Yeah,
niggas in the
warehouse. Oh, shit, they got niggas in the warehouse?
Oh, they got, okay.
Yeah, space company got warehouses, for sure.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, we talking about the everyday plants, them niggas that's
yeah, the niggas that were protesting.
It do be a lot of protests, though. Motherfuckers do be, it do be a lot of protests about this shit.
Yeah. Oh, I can believe that.
I can understand why, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you work with a lot of black people there?
Nah, out of 20 people on the team, I was the only brother.
Yeah,
you know, that was another reason like I chose to leave, because it's like they got a buddy buddy system there. You know, it's no nepotism.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Did you feel like they were like leaving you out on certain things?
Oh, I never left out. I was always front running. You know, like motherfuckers knew like who to go to when shit was needed to be done.
Right, right.
You know, I left SpaceX with 104 work efficiency. You know, 104%. Shit, I only go to 100, shouldn't it?
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, gonna look good on any resume. Yeah.
Come on, man. Where,
no matter where you go.
Hey, what buddy say on Twitter? Bring me my money.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, bring me my money. I had to get on out of that, man. So, yeah, I had to leave, bro. But, like, I fuck with Elon. I fuck with what he's doing.
And they pay pretty well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, space, aerospace company. Yeah, aerospace career field. Yeah, fuck with it.
Yeah.
Fuck with it tough. Yeah, like I love the bitty, but shit, right here is where I'm gonna grow.
Yeah, straight up.
I'm gonna grow right here.
Straight up.
Sure.
How was it transitioning from Alabama to like Florida and whatnot?
Arkansas.
My fault.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Like I had a lot of shit I had to work out. Like, you know, you have to save some show up, make sure everything's straight. You get here, you try to find a spot, have a spot before you get here, actually, you know what I'm saying? But at the time, I had just proposed to my wife, August 22nd, that this year be 2 years married.
Word.
I've been with her for 14 years.
That's what's up.
High school sweetheart. Yeah, shout out, baby. Love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was easy. You know, again, like having a father figure I had that was already here.
Right, right.
Like, hey, A, B, C, and D, you had them lined up. You get here, stay with me for 3 months, you out.
Straight up.
And what you that what I said straight up. You're like, yeah, do it that way. You be here. Did it straight like that.
Yeah,
it's cool, man. You have a plan. Like, it's crazy because a lot of people don't. I don't think a lot of people really believe in that manifestation shit.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Yeah,
I got a homie that 2018. I lost everything. Had got evicted. Car repoed. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. The car repo people actually let me finish my work on Friday, and told me to just let them know when I get to the crib from work. Now come pick it up.
Yeah.
So shout out to whoever the fuck repoed my shit. Y'all let me work that Friday, so it was cool.
Yeah.
See that on the check. You know, but yeah, I had a homie that sat with me. Sat with me 2018, bro. I manifested everything that I got going right now.
Yeah, straight up.
He can testify to that.
Like, yeah.
That's everything I said I was gonna do, I did it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I try and like speak everything
into existence.
Everything to existence. Stay positive, never be negative. Yeah. That shit worked.
Stay comfy.
It definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, stay comfy.
Yeah.
Everything, bro. Believe in them affirmations that you put into the world.
For real.
Hey, man, you plugging that stay comfy. Let's go ahead and get into that, man.
Yeah.
Get into that brand,
you gotta,
man.
Stay comfy, man. Got to, bro. Yeah, I've been working on stay comfy for probably five years now.
Mm.
5 years now. I suck at drawing. But, like, I'm a huge art connoisseur. Again,
yeah.
Shit, Joe saw his work, was like, gotta have it.
Yeah.
Gotta have it. Gotta be branded. Gotta have it. But, yeah, so I had just drew it out one day. Again, the thunderstorm, I felt like thunderstorm, so I wanted that to be in it. But I wanted it to be electric, too.
Right.
Like, I want it to be eye-catching. Even if my shit wasn't on it, it didn't say stay comfy, I wanted motherfuckers to be like, damn, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I drew it up. I had one of the, one of the guys my wife went to college with, he does the little logo digital art design joint. Right. She reached out to him. Shit, he brought it to life, and that was the end of it.
That's, you know,
that's how I got the logo. But for right now, like, I got some shit in store. I'm finna put in the production next Wednesday. Okay. So shit, we should see what that's about. It's gonna be my first installment called Benny Tarantino Fresh Volume 1.
Okay.
No E, FRSH, all caps, you know. But it's cool though. They called the Bad Tomatoes. Shit hard. You
know,
I tried to do my first volume on some Entendre type shit. You know, people be like, shit, life throw you lemons, make lemonade.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So,
right.
You know, I'm doing shit with that.
Right, right.
Apple a day, keep the doctor away.
Straight
I'm
up.
I'm going to do something with that.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? I even got like some crazy shit drawn up right now with like it's a fucking orange and a tangerine kissing and Buddy roll in on the scene and see his chick and he like, but Clementine, another type of orange and shit.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
different
yeah,
words and different shit that all commingle together that bring like some fresh shit to life.
Right, right.
And it's fruit, some fresh shit to life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's probably gonna be my first installment. I'm gonna bring the Bad Tomatoes out. So you're gonna see the boys, the Bad Tomatoes.
For sure, for sure.
They ignorant.
I hear that.
They ignorant, the Bad Tomatoes.
So for the listeners, like what exactly is Stay Comfy and like what made you want to start it exactly, the brand?
So always value myself at trying to be different, but still being relatable.
Right.
You know? So for me it was always been an introvert, but I've always been able to like reach out to people with like my aura, always been real charismatic.
Right.
So for me, it was like, hey, how do I find a way to rock my own clothes, but still yet be humble? Not out here, hey, this what y'all need to be wearing, this my right, shit, right. I'm this, I'm different. I just wanted some shit to be comfortable for me to wear, but still for somebody to reach out, be like, hey, shit, what that is? Shit, yeah. This me? How I get that? Oh, shit, this here, you know what I'm saying? Get it that way. But yeah, I just always dare to be different. You know, a lot of people, they get into the merch field, they make it. I say that they lose their weight talent-wise. They start to really end up not being inspired by what they were inspired by and just start to mimic it.
Right, right.
You know, inspiration is one thing, but copying is another.
Yeah.
I want it to be different that way.
I hear that.
I wanted to have merch, but I wanted y'all to feel me and feel what I've been through in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So stay comfy, like comfy, clean, fresh, humble, you know, all that shit.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's a dope name for it. I fought with that heavy.
For real.
It's catchy as fuck.
Yeah, and like you said, man, that's an amazing feeling when you like wearing your own shit.
Your own shit.
You go out, and they're like, damn, what's that?
Yeah, straight you're up. Like,
this is right here. You pull your phone out. I'm right here.
Right
check
here.
Check all that shit
out. It's right here. That's what like the hat, man. Shout out to my boy Uno. Revive Minds, man. Love that boy.
Yes, sir.
You can find that on revivemines.com. He got Buku D's, but we finna drop some amazing shit.
Yeah.
Some amazing shit. Our own hats. Ain't no auto, no motherfucking 551s, no new eras. Like, Revive Minds. This, like, our hat.
Right.
Nobody
right.
else is all in-house made. So shit, you can stay in tune for that. Revivemines.com. That's a big one. This is my favorite hat. Like, it's dirty, dusty, and all up underneath and everything.
Hey, you can't go wrong with a camel hat. Hey, camel hats literally go with anything.
Anything, yeah. Hey,
this it. People back in the day used to keep that orange peel. I keep this cap.
Straight up.
Hey, this cap.
Yeah.
That's him.
I know you said you was trying to, with your brand, you trying to stay original and whatnot. But is there like any other like clothing brands, like merch brands that you like look up to?
So again, like I said earlier, I want to be an art connoisseur. So like, I want my things to be like, I want people to question it, but also be like, damn, I want to buy it.
Right.
Like, why does Supreme have a two-step ladder for like in the house? Why does Supreme have a basketball? Why does Supreme got a lamp? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be different, but I also want to incorporate my love for art into the bigger things. I want my merch to lead to like my IKEA deals. You know what I'm saying? Like I want your kids to go into their room and they got a Stay Comfy bedroom set. Know what I'm saying? Shit like that. The toothbrush kit and shit they got, Stay Comfy on them motherfuckers. They cups, they lunch boxes, that's what we going for. Like Carl's got the little figurines. Just wait on it. Stay Comfy had a figurines. You know what I'm saying?
People judge Supreme and all that shit because, you know, Supreme, they'll slap their name on pretty much anything. But, like, that's dope. Like,
to me, it's genius.
They have motherfuckers buy, like...
I seen at the barbershop I go to, it's a tool set. And you can tell you can't use them tools for shit. Nigga, you could slap Legos together with them tools. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers look good sitting there though, don't
they? But that name though, that arcade behind you, the Mortal Kombat one, they did a Supreme collab. That arcade right there, that shit cost like $300 at the most, $350 Supreme slapped their logo on it. It's the exact same thing. That shit was like $900
You see what I'm saying? See, like I don't. Would I want my company to be that? But would I inflate my community like that? No. Because I want everybody to have it. I want everybody to enjoy being comfy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my shit to be like, damn, man, he rocking that shit. I ain't gonna rock that shit today. No, both you niggas put that Stay Comfy on. The niggas like, damn, you got the comfy too? The way Cool Kai hit in the street, shout out Cool Kai. That's how I want my shit to hit. Like, niggas, I'm a Jordan 1 fanatic heavy. Like, heavy. The Cool Kais, I can fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? It's his own inspiration of the Jordan 1. You know what I'm saying? And he taking it to a whole different level with it. That's how I feel like I want my shit to be.
And I like how he went Cool Kai, for example. Like, I like his merch better, like his clothes. Like, a lot of his flips and shit is real dope. The shoes cool, but I like how he just stood his ground. Like Jordan was trying to sue him and whatnot. He was like, fuck it, I'm gonna keep dropping these shits, keep dropping them colors. Like, you can't stop me.
Stay comfy.
Exactly.
Stay comfy. Whatever he, whatever that man manifested into the universe, it came back because he was original. He was genuine. I was inspired by what you did, but I did something totally different with it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it.
So let me go. Let's go back to SpaceX real quick. So, anything like for the SpaceX like business model that you apply in your company?
I would say Elon has this this algorithm. It's called the Elon's algorithm, and it's basically like for people that say, "What's if it's broke? If it's not broke, don't fix it." He don't believe in that. Like, if it's a fine-tuned machine. Shit, keep looking at better ways to make it a better fine-tuned machine. So with those six steps, I do apply those in my everyday company. I would let y'all know like what they are, but I can't get them to you right off my head. You know, like it's a mean six-step program, like a motherfucking AA meeting. Like it's nice. Like, but I guess I'll give you a smooth rundown. Like, it's basically like what you got. Understand how good it works. But understand what could be fixed on it. For what could be fixed on it, analyze it and take out everything that don't need to be there and see if it'll still run the same. If it still runs the same, you can do away with those small details. You don't need them no more. Even though those details got you to where you need to be, you don't need them no more. You outgrown them. You own those skills. Take them out. You know what I'm saying? Any way to continue to be more efficient, be efficient. Efficiency supposed to top out at 100, but what I tell y'all, shit, I left at 104. You know what I'm saying? Dude, up here, he liked that. He liked that.
So walk us through a day, you know, a day in SpaceX.
I lit a crib about 4:45, get over to Cape Canaveral around 5:15, 5:20.
Man, I'm not a morning person at all. That should have kicked my ass.
It wasn't. We didn't have to start at 6, but get there, be there at 6. Hop on the laptop, see what your daily duties is. Majority of the time, it's going to be either you got to drive with the rocket or you have a drive going to go get a rocket. So we'll sit down, look and see who on them drives. If not on them drives, should you either bring it in like satellites, truck drivers with engines and shit, the shit that carries the satellites into space, you're escorting them drivers in. So I would say it's more like, it's honestly like an action-packed film. Like, we really like firefighters. Like, when we get the call, it's like, hey, this hangar, so-and-so, they ready to drop the rocket on the transporter. Hey, guys, let's go get the transporter. Drive that bitch over there. They drop the rocket on there. Take it to whatever hangar need to be. They take it off. Take the transporter, wherever hangar, another rocket ready at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. But think of it at an enormous fucking scale.
Right, right.
Like, think of a fire truck at 200 feet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got 150 feet rocket on top of that bitch. Driving that bitch down regular streets that cars go down.
That's crazy. Were you intimidated doing that?
Man, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That shit is hella intimidating because, one, you're in charge of a $300+ million rocket. This rocket is supposed to take this $300 million set of satellites into space on this day. If you damage that rocket,
that's your ass.
Au revoir.
Yeah, yeah.
See you later, my boy.
Yeah,
shit. Down. So yeah, it's a big ass responsibility. It is. It's a big responsibility.
I'd imagine you could kiss your last check goodbye.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility, but I mean, take a big general to do that shit.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, if I fuck the rocket up, I just run.
That shit. Yeah.
I just run, bro.
I let somebody know, but I'm
not. Joe said, I got a little dignity. I don't let somebody know.
I'll text somebody like, hey, bro, I fucked up.
I fucked up the rocket.
Hey, don't worry. You ain't going to be. When you fuck it up, everybody will see it.
But I'm going to be gone.
It's that big. Yeah, like, yeah, when it moves,
right,
everybody sees it.
Right.
Like, it moves. Like, we shut down streets on the Space Force base just to get it through sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you fucked it up, they'll know.
Right.
Somebody seen it. Yeah. A camera caught it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a huge responsibility.
I could only imagine. Nigga be like, what the fuck are y'all doing down there?
Hey, I swear to God. Swear to God, supervisors be like that on the cameras.
Hey, check that rocket out.
Yeah, hey, on the cameras. Buddy be like, hey, why y'all ain't left yet? And he's like, bro, you ain't even at work. He's like, I can see y'all on the camera. Why y'all ain't left yet? And it's like, damn, let's get this rocket the fuck up out this hangar.
Nigga in his pajamas calling shots.
No, hey, that ass in the pajamas, bro, calling shots. Calling shots. You have like the space shuttles that we take the astronauts in, the capsule we take the actual humans in the space. Those move later at night, so it's less civilians around, and it's less casualties if something happens. Because like those are carrying humans. It's a lot of shit that goes into those, so they move those in a historic manner. Those nights, those be the nights that be like 3, 4, 5 in the morning, done nights, but you started at like 5 p.m. the next day, or the last day. So like you doing 14, 15 hours for that. Those be the nights that a supervisor call like in his pajamas. Hey, y'all ain't left yet. And it's like, bro, it's 3 a.m. Like, what is you doing? I'm watching the camera. I ain't seen y'all move yet. It's like, they ain't ready yet, bro. Yeah. Go to sleep. Bro, you know?
Leave us alone.
Yeah. Leave me the fuck up out of this.
Besides Elon, is there any significant people that you got to work with?
I say no. No. No, no significant. Nah. Elon's by far the best person I've met working at SpaceX. Like, is as far as like that celebrity shit go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like we hear about like the Joe Rogan shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we hear about like the Amber Heard shit.
Right.
You know, we hear about like just recent, like him whipping his dick out and shit. But like when you see the dude, you're like, bro, he don't do that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Amber Heard carried herself in a manner that'd be like, you did that shit.
Right, yeah. Right,
Elon,
right.
You look at him, you're like, you don't get enough sleep to do that shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're not, come on, man.
Yeah, so how was the office, like, well, the company, like, when that shit got announced? Like, Elon, he had a little misconduct and whatnot.
It's like everything else. Like, you have his haters, yeah. And you have his people that's like, us, like, I don't do that shit.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's
right.
Fun to talk about. You know, like, we throw jokes and shit around. Mm. But, like, everybody, like, he didn't do that shit.
Yeah, it was like one of them. I think it's like the situation is, like, it's probably he didn't do it. But the issue is apparently he used the company money to pay the woman off. So that's, you know, where the saying? Issue come from.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, it's his company.
Yeah.
Fuck is we arguing about? This is what I tell everybody.
Make us
as long point. As he keeps signing my checks and making sure my family paid and fed, fuck am I arguing with him for?
Yeah, that's real. As long as he ain't doing shit, you know what I'm towards saying? You directly.
He ain't never called me out my name.
Right.
You know? To somebody who did call me out my name, he got him out the paint for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he makes sure I'm fair. He makes sure I can spoil my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm finna bring a fucking newborn in the world.
Yeah.
He made, look, appreciate it. Yeah. Bringing a new one in. But yeah, he making sure everything's straight.
Elon was like, as a fellow African American,
dead ass.
I can understand the effects of him saying the N word to you.
All right, so like this was always like one of my craziest questions. Like, he's South African, right? So can he say nigga? Is it because of his? Is it your pigmentation or is it your nationality?
Is your plight?
Okay,
yeah, I can sit with that.
But if Elon really walked out, it was like, what's good, my niggas? I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably look at him and be like, shit, what's good, my nigga?
I'd definitely be stuck. I'd be like,
you would have to be.
It'd call catch y'all guard. Like,
yeah, because it came
Did
out.
You just,
it came out the way he wanted it to.
I'm going to clean both ears. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to clean somebody, one at a time.
Probably somebody watching this like right now, like, oh, these C words. Yeah. Let's be honest, bro. If Elon Musk came up with you, you're not going to swing on Elon Musk.
No.
First off,
imagine that there's going to be a bag coming after I heard the slur. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you know, he don't give a fuck about paying nobody, man. Right. Look at Tesla, bro. Tesla, like, hey. We call a nigga today, shit, in 5 years, he'll get 100 mil.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to call him a nigga for 5 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Elon will pay him, but we still got ours.
Yeah.
What's up, my nigga? Hey, bro, he calling me a nigga. So? He going to get paid in 5 years. He cool with that. You know? Elon pay everybody out of pocket. You know? Hey, one thing I can say, all these other rich motherfuckers, all these other rich motherfuckers, they don't pay taxes. Elon paid $11 billion in taxes.
He ain't paying no goddamn $11 billion.
He paid $11 billion in taxes.
Ain't no way.
Paid $11 billion in taxes.
He just paid $44 billion for Twitter.
Yeah, he worth $300 billion. What's he? What's 11 cents to you?
True indeed.
You gotta get Grom some money.
Yeah,
and
you
I don't
know.
Even think they were married.
Right.
That shit still confused me.
Hey man,
she put some witchcraft on him.
She did, bro. She a little alien, bro. Like, I don't know if y'all ever like tapped into her music.
Nah.
Untapped.
Nah, I ain't.
You remember when we seen Grimes at South by Southwest?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
She was performing in front of 200 people. Next thing you know, she married Elon. I don't know how that happened.
Bro, Elon has a strange roster under him. Amber Heard, Grimes. Like, what? What kind of chemistry is that? Like, what algorithm is that?
I wonder why he was fucking, why he fucking with Amber Heard, though.
Shit, I don't know. Maybe he like being beat up.
Maybe he like.
What, she was shitting on the bed?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out my nigga Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He about to get paid.
Johnny Depp finna get that bag.
Yeah, they got 15 mil.
Yeah. Who? You talking about Amber?
Johnny. Johnny got 15 mil. He went for 50. He got 15.
Yeah, he got 15. And apparently, like, she ain't got none of that money. I was like, damn, she ain't get no money off Elon?
Shit. How?
She ain't tricking right.
You know what I'm saying? Elon ain't say shit. You know what I'm saying? It was whole lot of NDAs. Whole lot of NDAs.
That rich life crazy, man.
Rich life scary.
You said you a married man, but like having to go through like relationships and doing like everything contractually, you gotta be like a pain in the ass.
Right. It's a,
like, before y'all kiss, y'all gotta like, hey, sign this.
Sign this.
Look this over. Shit.
I asked you, my mans them heard me ask you, you said yes. That shit, nah, that ain't the that type of life I want. That ain't the type of life I want. That's a mood killing shit. You know what I'm saying? Before you ease her up and she ease up off them panties, you like sliding her a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anything. She like, what the fuck is this? It's an NDE, baby. You know, NDA, baby.
Yeah, Chappelle did a skit on that on the Chappelle show. Like, they had a little quick NDA.
Bro, it's crazy, but I mean, to have a type of life that you want and you can do the shit that you want to do, that got to be fire, though.
You just got to have a little book of NDAs, you know what I'm saying, to where you could flip page by page, you know what I mean?
Seriously.
And just have them sign in the book.
You know what I would do?
When you that rich, it just be like, look, here go a book. I want you to read these next few pages. Yep. Go ahead and sign it. I mean, you can look around if you want. You might not like what you see, but you know how the game go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here. What's happening? You know what I mean?
My shit would be like a laminated whiteboard.
Yeah.
I would have one NDA. And like where the date is, you can use an expo marker, write the date in.
I heard
where the name's at, sign her name, he signed his name, take a picture of it, wipe it off. Yeah, next, same date, same sign. You know what I'm saying?
See, I had that little black book, you know what I mean? You could just stack that bit on the shelf, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, you got your record keeping, you know?
Yeah.
You be flipping through it, the woman be like, how many people have signed this?
Don't worry about that, sweetheart.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
Don't worry about that,
mind
sweetheart.
Mind your goddamn business.
Hey, look, I told you the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, you decided to play.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try my best not to be on some Vlad shit. Cause we was talking about that. So how many NDAs did you have to sign with SpaceX? And how often did you have to sign them?
So I had to sign, I believe, in total, I think I probably signed like 14.
Damn.
That's a lot 14. Of NDAs.
But it don't be like for no snitch and tail type shit.
Right.
It'd be like NDAs because like the country we're doing this shit for, they got a certain policy.
Yeah.
You know, they're asking us to make sure that you're gonna abide by this certain policy from this country.
Right.
So it's that type of shit. You know, like security level type shit. It ain't nothing to be like, hey, when you go in this party, put your phone in that bowl and don't worry about shit else.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Freaky shit back
You know
here.
What I'm saying?
Put
like,
that phone
away. Motherfucker hand you this card. Be like, hey, when you ready to exit the party, put the card in the air. Motherfucker come escort you out. He had your phone, your keys, walk you to your car, see you on your way out. It ain't on like no shit like that.
Right.
You know, like it's strictly based on like that country's policies, you know, so.
Hey, we got some aliens back here.
Dead ass.
I need you to sign this real quick.
Straight up.
Like, let us know. Let people know that you did
Elon
not see
went
E.T.
Elon went to Saturn the other week. He came back with Grimes. And
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I need you to shut your fucking mouth. Don't you know, say man, nothing.
Just listen to a fucking album.
Nah, I fucking wish it was on some shit like that. Like, hey, what you about to see, I need you to sign for it. Cause like,
yeah.
Is life changing when you see it?
Right.
Yeah, heavy men in black shit. Yeah. I swear, that's what I was hoping for when I got in it.
Especially when you went out to Texas.
That's what I really was hoping for out there. Like they building shit called a Starship out there, bro. Like it's a big ass fucking spaceship, bro.
I can believe.
Like it's big as hell. It's crazy because the last one that I worked on, like with my hands, was the first one to land on his test flights.
Elon about to build a hotel in the sky.
Elon already got that.
Yeah, I'm about to say he already got that shit.
He already got that. Elon, bro, it ain't shit that Elon not doing.
Yeah.
That's why I can fuck with him. Like, he got the type of money just to, like, chill out. Yeah. He ain't chilling out.
If he ever get to tripping, I definitely pull the African-American card. Like, hey,
nah.
Bro, ain't you African-American, bro? What is you doing?
Yeah,
right
what
now?
You want?
Yeah, what you got going on, bro?
But he going to be the same motherfucker to turn around and look at you, but like, shit, what you talking about, my nigga?
Yeah, probably would. Then I have to slap.
Yeah, then.
What if he be like, "Hey man, shit about to happen. I'm bringing only my African Americans with me."
He would turn it up,
nigga.
He would turn it up.
I'd be like, "Hey, how many times you gonna say, nigga? Just give me a full warning, yeah, so it don't catch me off guard once you've reached your limit." You know what I mean?
Elon, you mentioned quota today.
Like, look, we be on the spaceship, and he be like, nigga.
Got the little baseball counter for pitches. You know what I'm saying? Clicking off on that bitch.
You go to breakfast, he be like, man, this nigga ain't cooked shit today. That's another one,
you know. Motherfucker just wake up.
He don't sleep, so I be 23 hours in, like, say it one more time. Say it one more time, Elon.
Yeah, that's crazy to get at $300 billion and then be like, I'm still gonna work about 20 hours a day.
Oh, bro, and that's one thing I can respect about Elon. It ain't never too much.
It's beautiful.
It ain't never too much.
It's beautiful to see. Because
look at him build all of this from having started PayPal.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a genius. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's genius. The only thing that I question though is like, hey, I get like why you made Tesla and shit, but like, where the fuck are all these lithium batteries gonna go? Like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what are you gonna do with a stockpile of Teslas?
Right.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, now people, I don't know if you've
seen
it, but
blow them bitches up, bro.
Yeah. People complaining. They apparently like the Teslas like bullshit cars, apparently.
Yeah.
So a lot of people like, they're like against Teslas, but like, it's the perfect time to have Teslas with the down gas prices.
I mean, it is, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what are you going to do with them? Everybody go get a Tesla right now.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you was going to pull up in a Tesla.
Tesla don't do shit for me.
I heard
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Tesla
Straight
don't
up.
Do shit for me.
Straight
Tesla
up.
Don't. Tesla don't.
Tesla would do shit for me if it drove. You know what I'm saying? Like, once it get to driving itself, then I'd be like, you know. And I know it does, so I'm saying, like, that'd be the only feature that's.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, that motherfucker don't pay my checks.
And the Netflix in the whip and shit.
To have a Tesla is like to have a lot of shit that you can't throw away. Again, like, what are you going to do with that car when you want to go grab you something else? Or what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
You can't. I guess you can scrap it for parts. What you going to do with them two big-ass batteries?
Right.
Throw them in the motherfucking landfill? That's bad.
Yeah, I never thought about that. What the fuck?
What are you gonna do?
Blow them bitches up.
what are you gonna do, bro?
Just shoot them bitches into space.
Hey, send them back to Elon. He'll figure
it's a lot
out.
Of room up there.
Straight up.
You probably could.
Let me ask you a question, man. You believe in aliens?
Yeah, for sure.
My nigga.
I'm gonna give you my take on it. Like, either that was some crazy ass type of drugs somewhere, but like, who the fuck sat up in their room and was like, this is what a vampire would be. This is what a werewolf would be.
I'd be thinking that too, yeah.
Who did that? Yeah. Somebody had to see that shit and was like, all right, that shit was real. Yeah. Wrote about that shit. That's how I feel about it.
But it's also some sick twist. Now, see, like, some shit I could see, like a werewolf, you know, you see a big-ass wolf or a grizzly bear and be like, what if that was a man?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
of course.
Now, a vampire... I could definitely see, like, bruh, that being on some alien shit.
Like, where'd it come from? Cannibalism or some shit?
Yeah, it did start from something like that.
Yeah, it came from something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, damn, like, what the fuck you find these words and shit for? You made a whole collective about it. Gave it Latin names and some more shit. Come on, man. Y'all put a lot of time into this shit.
I think it's aliens because a lot of shit in our society really isn't explained.
I think a lot of shit in our society can't be explained because, like, the world's ran by controlled chaos.
Right.
If you let all the masses know what the fuck was really going on.
Oh, bro. People will be. There would be no law that exists that would matter.
Mm-hmm. It would literally be what majority of personnel follow you and listen to you.
Right.
And when it's time for the next motherfucker to step up and be like, hey, I think we should do this, they going to look to you and be like, you believe him?
If they had,
you know?
if they told everybody, it would be like the purge.
True. Mm. True.
That's what I feel.
It's a control purge right now.
You think so?
Where the fuck are all of the homeless dead bodies from COVID? Where they bury these niggas at?
That's interesting.
You can't tell me New York is top for homeless people. L.A., California is top for homeless people. You had this many people die. Where the fuck are the homeless?
This may sound crazy, but every year I feel like we always have like a random funeral home that gets shut down because like they just got like, they go in their basement, they find like 300 bodies or some shit like that. So I used to think like, man, do they just be putting the bodies in these motherfucking funeral homes? They're like, hey, you going to be the fall guy? We're going to give you about a couple million.
Damn, that's crazy.
We're going to shut you down, but we'll give you a couple million.
I love conspiracy talks. I learned so much.
It's just crazy because it's like, nigga, like, it happened every year just like in a random city.
Yeah.
Like, a motherfucker just be having like 300 bodies in a funeral home. I'm like, how did you have that many bodies?
Like, nigga, how are you living with that smell, bro?
Yeah, how do people just be, they be like, damn, where the fuck my relative at? Like, you think they getting the ashes? You getting sand and shit? Like, it's all kind of crazy shit be happening.
Speaking of fucking ashes, it's this video up on Twitter I just saw, like, buddy, I think, like, his auntie was, like, throwing her husband's ashes over the over this bridge into, like, the water, but the wind blew.
Oh, I seen it. And Buddy was in filming, face.
And Buddy was like, damn, Hey, bro, when I say I lost my shit when he say, damn,
Nah, that shit would have had me rolling, bro.
I don't know if you peeped it to the side, but, like, somebody, like, a big chunk of ashes went in their mouth. I was like, oh, I would have threw up.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, nah, that would have fucked me up for sure.
But, hey, that's some good shit what you said with the COVID shit, bro. Like, where the fuck did they go?
The shit I be thinking about. Like, where they go, bro?
A mass grave somewhere?
Because you're not telling me, all right, we had 100,000 deaths
right
this week in New York. Who the fuck are those 100,000 people and where they list the names?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And you telling me every single week you having 25,000 plus people die of COVID? When it was at its peak, not like not right now.
Yeah.
When it was at its peak, where are these list of names?
And I don't think those numbers were inflated. I think those were real numbers.
So see, that's what like, I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, if you don't show me the list of the names and the bodies, like, I got to believe in inflation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you show me this shit, now it's like, damn, do I believe in medicine?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think, like, maybe they were doing that just to keep people in the house? Like, you just said control shit, like.
Yeah, for sure.
Because them, for I don't know about you, but that shit had me spooked. So when I see,
it was,
like.
It was.
They're like, 100,000 niggas getting, so, dying. I was like, all right, let me put this mask on. Let me stay the fucking house.
So this is how I got to do my runs on the PJs. Because, like, we were classified as essential workers. So during the whole pandemic, I haven't missed a day of work, thank God.
Yeah.
You know? Thank Elon for battling that shit in court and be like, hey, this is essential work. Mm-hmm. So I've been at work through the entire pandemic. So for us, like, when the shit got so high, it started, like, affecting airports and shit. Motherfucker was like, hey, I'm going to get two more jets. And if these people aren't the top of the line people to be on these jets to fly down here to Texas, to fly here to LA to make the difference for what we're pushing for, then don't send them. Shit. I had so many people calling out for me down, bro, in Boca Chica, Texas, Starbase, Texas, bro. Hey, we need Derek down here. Hey, we need Derek down here. So, shit. I'm on a PJ.
Right.
Like when shit, I got so many videos and shit, bro. Like, hearing rappers talk about, like, hey, the PJ this, the PJ that. Like, catching this. Like, bro. Once I started catching Elon's PJs, shit, I hit my wife up and was like, shit, I'm past the PJ shit. Like, everywhere we fly, we're going to fly first class now.
Yeah,
sure. Like, fuck it. Like, I done got experience to the PJ. Shit, we finna see what the first class joint talking about.
Yeah.
When we get used to the first class joint talking about, shit, we'll see what, like, our PJs and shit will cost.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, sitting there on that PJ and being like, damn. It's really what you can fucking have.
Right.
Shit, I say, I'm finna start doing and exploring what I can in my regular life now.
Right.
Like, it really opened me up and be like, shit, I ain't sitting back there no more.
Straight up.
Shit, this is what you did. I want my water when I get on the plane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't waiting till you push the little cart around.
Right, right.
When I sit down in this seat, hey, here you go, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on now. But the P, he introduced me to that. So, again, shout out Elon for PJs, bro.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yo, it's crazy.
Not everybody get to experience that.
Nah, bro.
Most people don't go nowhere, so.
Shit. For real, yeah. You telling me shit. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, bro.
Right, right.
A lot of people that I knew and grew up with, like, they still there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Fuck with them heavy.
Right.
But they still there. You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing. You know, our community, we don't travel much. You know what I mean? Especially in the South. As far as Southerners go, we don't travel like far. We don't leave too far from mom. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's more like a cultural thing, dog. Like, I think that's some shit like from slavery that's like engraved in us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I leave too far from home, tragedy may strike.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So that's why I feel like that. But I mean, I got homies. Like, I got one homie, he moved out to Houston. Shout out to him. Like, I was happy because, like, I push
my
circle. Like, I push my circle, like, to go there experience. To be different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, go be different. I got a homie from the sandbox. Shout out my nigga J-Mac. He just got back from Jamaica.
Word.
You know? Took his girl. Took his family and shit. Like, go.
Yeah.
You know, go. Yeah.
Experience.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you ain't gonna move from the state that you in, go experience shit and come back.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
one of the things. Like, I could easily move to another city if I want to, but it's like, I like being here, so what I do is I just travel more.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's
cool. So I feel like that's the best, I wouldn't say better, but I feel like that's a just as good of an experience.
So this thing about Florida, like, it's a plus because you can go to New York, you can go to Chicago, you can go anywhere up north, you can go hit the West Coast and shit, but every time you come back home, it's the same feeling. Like, if I go home, I'm knowing, like, end of September through January, it's going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
If I go, May through August, it's going to be hot.
Right, right.
Florida, don't matter where I go, it's still going to feel like 75 degrees in this motherfucker. So that's a plus.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, for me, like, being from Arkansas, coming here, it's cool. Like, motherfuckers throwing a t-shirt every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorts every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I love that. But would I rather be at home doing this type of shit? Mm. Hell yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if I was at the crib, I guarantee it'd be 10 motherfuckers over there rolling big woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Big woods. Of course, if y'all would have them in here.
Right.
But if you would, shit, the motherfuckers over there having a good time.
Like, right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have, My name is set up on my Instagram, BennyTarantino.scene.
Right.
The scene is for, like, scenes in movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of following that, like, live and, like, watch some of the shit that I do.
Yeah.
And they can't do it. Like, for the PJ aspect, shit, my niggas can see me on the PJ.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? I'm sneaking, taking FaceTimes on the PJ. Like, right. nigga. On Elon PJ, nigga.
Yeah.
Steward is walk by, I gotta go. Boop. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas living through me, but, like,
right.
it's a humble experience. It ain't like, shit, hey, watch what I do.
I've right, been right. doing all kind of boomerangs with the phone up. Like,
man, yeah,
it's nigga, a, I was spun the chair around.
With a glass of wine. Just like,
yeah, see, but that's one of them other things. It's like NDAs. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, you get to go on a PJ, you get a little email through, like, hey, put your signature right here. Like, you'll be a part of it. Yeah. But that's one of them things.
Straight
like,
up. Straight up.
I respect the NDA because some people just can't shut their mouth. Sometimes you got to flex, but sometimes people just.
Yeah,
that's why I say, like, I do it humbly.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I would have took a picture of the little wine and be like, yeah, this is the shit they serve on Elon PJ.
Bruh, so I took a picture of a canned Gatorade.
Yeah.
I didn't know Gatorade
what
came
the
in.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I didn't
you
know.
Mentioned that on the phone, yeah. And I was like, canned Gatorade.
I'm like, Joe, bro, we got canned Gatorade.
That nigga was that like, we switched from canned Gatorades to the bottle.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, what? Like,
that
you say
blowing
that? Like,
my mind
downgrade.
Right now, nigga. Hey. Canned Gatorade?
All right, so.
Canned Gatorade.
What?
When I say the shit better at the can, you already know, like, out of your top three, red, orange, yellow. Yellow that issue.
I don't ever drink yellow Gatorade.
That's why
yellow
I say that's why I say out of the original, red, orange, yellow. Yellow fire, that yellow, issue. Yellow Gatorade fire. That ice cold yellow is the issue. Out that fucking can.
Oh, that's crazy. Cause you know everybody be like, oh, juicy juice out the can fire.
Yeah.
They be like, the Minute Maid lemonade out the can tastes better than out the damn.
Yeah, Minute Maid out of bottle, gross.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, that shit's gross, bro. Oh,
but my God. But ice cold out that can?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's crack.
It's like.
But yeah, fire. So we was on that bitch and like she came through like, of course, like it's a PJ. They ain't carrying no carts. Yeah. She come through with like the cool love. White girl woven basket type shit.
Right.
We got Chex Mix in it, Skittles in it, you know. Of course, them crazy motherfuckers, they got Fritos and shit. Like, who the fuck? Anyway, it was like, you got Fritos, Doritos, and type shit. She got this basket. So I was like, shit, I don't want none of that. Like, you got something to drink? She's like, yeah. So she comes out, she got this little mobile fridge, pops the fridge open, it's canned Gatorade. I said, I gotta hit this yellow motherfucker. Crack that yellow motherfucker. Boop, boop. I said, ooh. Hey, I pulled a nigga moment. I said, ooh. She said, sir, is everything all right? I said, yeah. I ain't never had canned Gatorade. And she was like, you guys don't have canned Gatorade down at the Cape? I'm like, I don't think so. Bro, got back from LA like a month after that.
Yeah.
It was canned Gatorade at the Cape.
Listeners, if you've ever had canned Gatorade, man, tap in and let us know, man. Cause
canned Gatorade. Man, oh my fucking gosh. Canned Gatorade.
Bro. I would have been, man, I'd be like, I need about two or three more of these.
Bro, I'll be fucking canned Gatorade. Well, I used to, I don't work there no more, but canned Gatorade, yeah.
That's an exclusive. I don't even think Michael Jordan had canned Gatorade.
Man, fuck no.
And he had a song.
Emmitt Smith ain't get canned Gatorade.
Bro, you know what I'm saying, bro? Canned Gatorade. And then I'm sipping the canned Gatorade. The windows on the PJ big than a motherfucker. Like, they ain't them little commercial, like, motherfucker big as hell. I'll show y'all on the phone after this. But, bro, the window in the video, I can't even get the whole window, like, on my phone camera.
Yeah,
like it's bits and pieces of the window. The motherfucker's so fucking big, bro. Faster than a motherfucker, too.
I believe.
I was just about to say that shit faster than other jets.
Yeah, it's faster than a motherfucker, too.
I believe it.
And another thing, like.
Flew across the country in 3 hours.
Type shit. You know, we flew to LA in five.
That's crazy.
Five, 6 hours. I think that's an 8 hour flight commercial. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I've done that flight before. Knees screaming.
Oh, man.
Well, when we got off the plane last time, I was like, man, thank God we're here.
Because usually when Florida, LA, I'm going to be honest, I like doing layovers.
Yeah.
Because I can't be on that plane. That's why one of the reasons why I haven't been overseas yet. Yeah. I just feel intimidated just being on a plane. They're like, oh, you got to be on a plane 12, 15 hours. Well, see,
that's a bigger plane, though. So if you go overseas, scratch all that shit you used to.
Okay.
That's a bigger plane.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's a different type of luxury.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a different type of luxury.
Gotcha.
It ain't that plane you catch from MCO to Charlotte.
Right.
It is not him.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's a different type of luxury.
I'm glad you said it. Cause I'm like low key claustrophobic because that shit. Yeah. Because I want to go to Japan real bad. And they were like, oh, you gonna be on a plane? I was like, damn, man. But glad you told me that.
Yeah, that's definitely a different type of luxury, for sure. It's not a little bitty ass crop hopper. Like, you on a plane, right, you know? Man. You on a plane.
It's a plane.
Yeah, it's a plane, for sure.
Soul plane.
I wish that was a real thing. I would get on a soul plane.
I don't know, bro.
Spirit Airlines, what you mean?
True indeed. That's soul plane.
Spirit and Frontier.
Yeah, you
man,
get a
together.
Fade. Yeah, you get a fade every time we go.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, just imagine, right?
Imagine if you had to fight for your flight.
Oh.
Ooh, if you had to fight for first class seats. Ooh.
Like, bruh.
You would pick your flights wisely.
Yeah.
Any seat. Imagine if you ain't have to pay. You just had to run the fade.
First off, I'm going to pay for a seat because I'm not finna be fading a nigga for 38A.
True indeed.
At the back of the plane.
True indeed.
I'll see. I'm not finna be fighting no nigga for that.
That's
I catch that seat. Next one. But at first class.
For them broke niggas, he be willing to fight you,
on
though.
On me, he be willing. I be like, bro, I pay for your shit, bro. Calm
you got
down.
It, bro.
Yeah, like, this is yours. I don't even want it. Well, your name's still on it. You can have it. You can be me for that seat.
Yeah, it is your name, bro.
You can be me for that seat.
Oh, like, damn, when I'm flying to Philly, damn, I'm about to be fighting for 5 minutes.
But, El, how would you feel about fighting for a flight to Japan?
I'll fight.
I might scrap for a flight to Japan.
Yeah.
So, see, this could be a prosperous model. Spirit might accept this.
I don't know.
They set up a little ring right by the ticket booth.
They passengers already fighting.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's to the point now on Spirit, bro. Like, you fight on Spirit, you can pull a seat up and fight. You pull a seat up on fight, bro. I ain't gonna cap to you. So I was I flew home probably about a month and a half ago. But I flew home for like a week. But I ain't really know like when I wanted to come back. So I only had one way.
Right, right.
Well, shit. Ended up just randomly just one day wanting to come back to the crib. So I bought a Frontier flight. Bro, sit down in the seat. When I sit down in the seat, the other seat rattles. So I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? So I get back up, sit down in the seat, other seat rattles again. I'm like, bro, what the fuck going on with this shit? We get the taking off. Ain't nobody beside me. We get the taking off, bro. Tell me why the seat flips up. Like, he like, damn, nigga. Bro, the seat pulls up.
It'd be a white man. He'd be like, damn, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro, he's like, that's my first time saying nigga. Like, I usually don't use that word, but I had to this time.
Elon Musk pop up and be like, damn
nigga. Bro, I'm talking about the seat, bro. Like, the seat cushion. Like, you soon as we take off, that bitch just flipped back. Bro, I said, damn. I said, bro, it was like somebody was in the seat, bro. Like, seat just flipped back, bro. I was like, damn. Okay.
I think that's... in case of a crash, they you can use the seat as a floating device.
I mean, but the seat shouldn't be flipping back on takeoff.
To see that would have definitely fucked me up.
When I say it was just like a nigga, like, being, damn, nigga.
Bruh, I would have been doing videos like they do about these Teslas. I would have been like, Frontier, this was acceptable?
This was acceptable. I swear, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
The shit came up like a console. Put it like that.
Yeah, nah.
Nigga looking for them swishes. He pulled that bitch up.
I only did Spirit one time, man. I ain't tall at all, so I'm on this shit. My knees on the seat.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, bro. I'm like 5'8", bro. Like, what's going on here? My knees screaming. I'm like... And this shit was like a flight to like New York or some shit. It was like maybe 3 hours.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with y'all no more. I'm just going to have to pay that extra to do like American or something.
Yeah, it's funny because every time I book a Spirit flight, I end up having to cancel it not taking it. Like when I was supposed to go to Vegas with y'all last year, I had to cancel that, and I ain't get reimbursed. So I was like, fuck Spirit.
Damn.
Yeah, straight up, fuck Spirit. Every time I fly American.
Okay.
American Airlines.
We Delta people.
Yeah, I do
American. Baby Delta. Like Delta. We Delta people, for sure.
I had that.
Delta people.
I did Delta when I was young, like a jet flying.
Yeah.
I did Delta a lot. But as I got older, you know what I mean?
I ain't have no problems with Delta until like we went to New York. Probably 2 months ago now. Love New York, by the way. But yeah, like the fucking flight just kept getting pushed back. Like we probably had 4 or 5 pushbacks. Like we were supposed to be flying out at like 9, getting to New York at like 11:30.
Yeah, I ain't know, but you can get compensated for shit like that.
Well, they asked and shit, but it wasn't what like I wanted.
Right.
You know, they sent a little survey. It was like, hey, would you take $350, $250, or $150 to move your flight?
Yeah.
Shit, they give you the little custom and be like, what would you put in there?
Yeah.
My ass, I'm putting like 10 bands.
Right, I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, what you want to change your flight? 1-0-0-0-0.
Right.
I need 10 of them things.
Right. Okay, like, sir, fuck out of here.
That ass, and I'm pretty sure every time they get it, be like, this nigga.
Right. But hey, shoot, set the bar high. Like, I would have put, let's negotiate. At
they
that,
got
at
it.
The, yeah, they definitely got it.
I was like, let's chop it up. That's what I'll put down there.
Only people with that amount of money play with other people's feelings.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why Jeff Bezos made that tweet talking about thank all my Amazon warehouse workers. I appreciate y'all little niggas.
Yeah. That's it.
So let me ask you, this is my last question. I ain't got no more questions after this. Do you believe in artificial intelligence?
Fucking sure. AI? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen I Am Robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we
Robot? That's
where we headed.
Now I'm peeking around. I don't know if this was part of NDA, man, but some artificial intelligence at SpaceX?
Not at SpaceX, but at the Boring Company. Okay. That's one of his other companies. Yeah, they do AI shit. All right. It's another company around here called L3 Harris. They do AI shit. Yeah, I do believe in it. It's a real thing, but they asking for the iRobot type shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
How close do you think they are to pushing that out? Like every day, like robots.
Robots between, every day?
Yeah.
No time soon.
What's the shit of Jetson? What is it, Judy or something?
Yeah. No. Judy was the daughter. Judy was the daughter.
Oh. What was the robot?
I can't remember. Don't ask me.
I think the name started with an E or some shit like that. Anyway, I don't know.
You had George Jetson.
I'm Judy. Old, but I ain't that old. You I had the wife was named Jane.
Jane. And you had
was it Elvira? I don't know.
No Elvira.
No.
The son's name started with an E.
Oh.
Elroy.
Yeah.
Elroy Jetson. Yeah. Got the little robot, the little cleaning lady.
The listeners watching right now, like, these fucking idiots.
Oh, this joint live?
Nah.
Oh, I was like, damn, lady. You know that shit?
Nah, if it was live, we'll let you know.
The, what was the dog's name?
I forget
the dog.
I'm gonna be honest, I ain't really watched Jetson. I was a Flintstone nigga.
The Flintstones carried me.
Yeah, I was a Flintstone.
Flintstone was cool. I gotta find this name now.
Like,
it's
even
gonna fuck
to
with
today,
me if I don't find it.
Yeah.
The Flintstones is a great show. Like, I probably spent 2 weeks watching almost every episode I could, you know what I mean, of the Flintstones.
The dog name was Astro.
Astro. Okay.
But
I brought up the Flintstones to say that their jokes are like jokes you can still relate to as an adult. Like,
yeah.
As a kid, it was just funny to see Fred go through the shit.
Yeah, I was watching. That's funny you say that. I was watching like a video like the other day. They was like these cartoons, kid cartoons, but they was like really adult cartoons.
Yeah, for exactly. Sure. Like Shrek,
like Flintstones.
Shrek is a fucking adult cartoon.
Yeah,
for sure.
I didn't know that as a kid. It wasn't right. Until like I got older, I was like, oh shit, this shit's funnier now on a different level.
Yeah.
But her name was Rosie.
Rosie. I would have never guessed that.
Me either. Yeah. I was thinking Betty.
I was thinking an E name, but it was Elroy.
Yeah,
Elroy
Jetson.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. But how close you think they are to pushing it out? You think it's gonna be like a long ass time?
Yeah, it'll be a little minute, man. Cause I'm sure like it's been people working on AI longer than them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that still ain't rolled out. Like now you can hop on, like, I know on like my LinkedIn account, like this chick that like she dances with like a robot arm. Every move that she makes, the robot arm moves like that. It's another.
Oh, they had that shit since like 2000.
Right. Like you have this other little company, like the robots and shit, like do backflips and all this shit. They run and shit. So like, I mean, I don't know. Like when some shit like that'll roll out.
Robots.
Yeah, like I don't know when that shit'll roll out, but
a robot doing a robot.
Ooh. Ooh.
They doing the jerk and shit these days.
Yeah.
They like really dancing.
It was one company, they were trying to push out a AI robot and the robot was slapping them. They were like, all right, we gotta start from scratch.
For real?
Like that, yeah, see? Shit was slapping a fire out, dude.
That'll be scary though, bro. I don't think
bro,
I wanna see that.
Scary as fuck.
I don't wanna see that. I don't want to see artificial intelligence like moving day to day with us.
I'm interested in it. I watch a lot of this shit, but like roll that out when I'm gone.
Yeah, like I want to be able to drop kick a robot and know that that bitch ain't gonna wake up tomorrow and strangle.
You know
me.
What I'm saying? Or know that bitch ain't gonna catch your kick.
Right.
Yeah.
Very you know? True.
Like that. That's the type of shit. Like I'm cool on that. I don't want to see
that
shit.
Be like, what are you doing?
Well, if that shit gets so smart, it like it know what you about to do. Like, don't you think about it,
bro? Look
for
at the
real, bro. Look at Siri.
Look at the algorithm right now. We could talk about fucking Wingstop, Gatorades or some shit right now. And when guarantee you when you phone, open up your phone or an app or some shit, it's going to be about Wingstop, a Gatorade. Why do I want a living robot to be able to access shit like that from a conversation that I did not have with him?
Bro, it'd be something you know?
It'd be something you'd be thinking. Yeah. You didn't even say it.
See what I'm saying?
That shit pop into your feed and it's
I mean, he Elon with the Boring what Company. What are you doing? They putting chips in like animals' heads and shit. But he doing it for like, he's saying he's doing it for like music purposes. So like, if I want to play the Drake album, all I got to do is think about the Drake album. And that bitch start playing in my head.
So a goat going to say, man, let me play that new Kendrick.
Boy, come on, man. Put that new Kendrick on in my shit.
Like, bah, I want to hear Damn.
you know what I'm saying? Fuck they talking about. Shit. Shit, that motherfucking goat listening to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying?
The goat being selective is hilarious.
Hey, the goat know exactly where I'm going to play.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want to hear the new shit. I want That's Damn funny. Only.
You know, put that shit on that was banging in the slaughterhouse.
Like, straight. You know what I'm saying? They put took that my new, cousin to this.
Yeah, put that new 21 on. fuck they talking about, man.
That's crazy.
That's insane, man. But yeah, definitely. Joe, you believe in artificial?
Yeah, I definitely do, man. I definitely do.
You want to fuck with it or?
Nah, I don't. Because I don't want that bit to be trying to arm wrestle me and shit. You
the
know
robot,
what I'm saying?
A robot help you make the rugs.
We be in the game. I'd be a capitalist.
I could do robots with no hands, no legs. Mm. Like the little hover rounds that go around the crib and shit. I can do them with like AI. Yeah. Hey, make sure today you get that master bedroom.
Right.
All right, thank you, Sir Benny. Go get that master bedroom.
I had one of them little, what do they call it, the Roombas? I had one of them. I gave that shit to my mama. That shit was, it was cool, but it was like, all right, let's get this out of the crib. It's too much. I like pride myself because I like,
this shit too bougie.
I'm real tech savvy. I love technology. Yeah. But like, I had got the Alexas. I got all the shit, the ring lights and all that. And then, like, after a while, I was like, bro, this is just too much. Let me just dial back with some of the shit.
Yeah.
I got the Lexus in the crib. I got them shits unplugged. So.
For real.
Like, you just be chilling. I watch a lot of wrestling. So it's a wrestler named Alexa Bliss. Yeah. So I'm watching wrestling. They saying her name. The next thing, that shit just scaring the fuck out of me.
That shit coming on.
I be sleep. I be sleep. Next thing you know, you just hear the Alexa talk, waking me up out my sleep. I'm like, all right, bro, let's get this out of here.
Yeah.
Somebody had an Alexa I was around once, and it caught me off guard because everything was quiet and I heard her say, what do you need or something like that. Man, I was like, look, you got ghosts in here or something? Like, you got a woman hidden?
Yeah.
You need to let me know.
It's different. It's different, bro, because like my wife, mom had gave her an Alexa, right? And like, I ain't ever been keen on no shit like that. Like voice command, I don't like that shit.
Yeah, nah.
Like that shit, that lets me know, like, that motherfucker always listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's listening for the motherfucker to say his name.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't no telling how much motherfucking information that shit got on it.
I maybe you know? Used Siri twice in my life.
Yeah, like, you know, so, like, when she got it, I was skeptical about using it. And then, like, the way she was using it, I was like, all right, I can use it like that. So, like, she'll fly back at home. I'll be at the crib by myself. Like, I'll be in the living room and I'll be like, hey, Alexa, throw on that new Future. You know, she'll play the Future. But when she get to asking questions like, hey, do you want to check your notifications? You got new bitch, shut up.
Yeah.
I ain't ask you about none
of
that.
None of that, yeah.
I can do that on my phone. I ain't ask you about none of that.
Yeah, like, do you want to play Future every Tuesday now?
You know what I'm saying? Like come on, man. Cut that shit out. I know what time it is. I don't need you to tell me what time it is.
Straight up.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with that shit.
I used to think people like being really paranoid with that shit, but like, nah, that shit listening for real.
Oh, it's definitely listening. It's definitely listening.
Like, you got to be naive not to believe that shit at this point.
Darius brought up a good point on Twitter. He was talking about how Instagram, like, knows the kind of woman you like.
It's an algorithm, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's an algorithm, for sure.
And they just drop that shit in there.
Bro, look at your explore page right now. It's everything you look at.
Yeah, it's everything you're looking for. It's
everything you click on.
Yep.
Right now, I'll give you this. Like baby, know I like bitches with baby hair.
Yeah.
So if you go on my, I like bitches with baby hair. I like looking at houses. I like looking at places to go in sports. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if I click on my Explore page, it's probably going to be a bitch on there with baby hair. Mm-hmm. Some tropical ass island floating around.
Right.
Some sports highlights. Or like some fucking, I say it's something else. But yeah, that should be on there too.
Instagram going to turn into a dating app.
It's already a dating app.
Already, Facebook a dating app.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just found out the other day, like, I was just swiping through my DM, and like, that bitch went, like, the vanish mode or some shit. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, my shit did
like,
that.
Like, hide the whole conversation.
Yeah, my shit did that on accident. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. I was just scrolling through that bitch.
Bro, I was in vanish mode all the time, and I'm like, look, man, that ain't me. Don't pay that shit no more.
That shit crazy. I was like, bro, what the fuck is vanish mode? Like, what the?
You said, R. Kelly.
That ain't me. I need some help.
Yeah, that shit, bro. I don't like that shit. All this new shit that they coming out with is like, but no, it's weird, bro. Like, you can't even go outside your crib and, like, speak to a lady no more. Yeah. Or, like, speak to nobody.
All right.
Like, the first thing you want to know is, like, damn, how you know me? Mm-hmm. You're a neighbor.
Right.
I don't got to know you to speak.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the world just so crazy. Not even right now. It's always been crazy. I think we just so much more, like, aware, you know?
Yeah.
With social media, being able to see everything in real time. So you hear about something that happens miles away from you, and the first thing you think is, damn, that could happen, you know, here.
Yeah.
I met somebody that reminded me of this situation or something like that, you know?
That's why I like music so much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a music, like, outside of, like, the shit I do with, like, my company, like, I help. I'm basically like a quality ear for like 3-4 artists back at the crib. Like,
yeah.
When they ready to drop new shit and I ain't there at the studio, shit, they drop boxing. They air dropping their shit to me. Yeah. So I'm just listening to the music.
Right.
You know, like it's crazy. Like I know for a fact, like, if the money was crazy right now,
yeah,
it's like 3-4 motherfuckers I signed back at the crib.
I hear that.
And we'll turn Arkansas up musically.
Yeah.
Shit, that's what I'm working on. That's why I'm staying comfy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's gonna get there. I gotta get there.
Straight up.
You know, I gotta get there.
Like, straight up. Slowly but surely, yeah.
Bro, it's I'll put y'all boys onto some on, but like, hey, shout out my boy Rampage Wood. Shout out my nigga BT. Shout out my fucking A1 Nino. Shout out the RF family. Shout out Unemployed Records. Shit. Shout out KP. Shout out Lexus Ray. Shout out motherfucking Snipe. Shout out what's shorty name? KZ Blaze, shout out Kerry Fox. So many of the motherfuckers. Shout out 1100 Fats. 1100 Fats getting played by motherfucking Detroit motherfuckers. Word. Shit, shout out my nigga Space the Wizard. He on Babyface Ray album right now. He on tour with Babyface Ray right now.
Yeah.
We're going crazy. Arkansas going crazy musically right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, it's gonna take somebody to put everybody on. That's a humble being, and like, I want that to be me. Like, I want that to be me.
Right.
Like, motherfuckers, like, we had a funny ass nigga that was, I think he's from the city, but like 2-3 years ago, he called himself like the Nip of the city. The shit was hysterical.
I feel like every city like, got that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit was like, bro, like, why would you say some shit like that?
My thing be like, let these souls rest. Like, ain't nobody gotta be Tupac.
I'm trying to be like motherfucking Jay Prince. You know, I'm trying to be like Elliot Wilson.
Right.
I'm trying to be like the motherfuckers that these artists see that's like, yo, he don't do what we do sonically, but he understand what we doing sonically.
Right.
Like, every direction he points us in, it's like leading us to a better sound, a better type of way that we listen to our own type of music. You know, like that's big. That's big. Shout out my nigga 10, 210. My nigga 10 from, I think it's Hollywood, Florida. Something like that. He moved to the bitty. He do music. He tough, real street nigga. Real street niggas. Shout out them. I probably forgot some, but.
Nah, you did amazing. Hey,
you did a great job, especially our man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's crazy.
When I got to name shit off, I stop at 5. I'm like,
bro.
Everybody, I be like, everybody else? Know who you are, I fuck with you.
Hey, look, I give a general blanket statement. I fuck with all the boys.
I wanted to be personal, like, this is my first time. It's my first time being on something like this. So, like, I want, again, like, I want the video to be here as a collective.
Right, right, right.
Motherfuckers tap into this shit. They know, like, hey, Banny, like, it's a genuine motherfucker.
For sure.
Like, and the shit from the heart. Like, if I can help everybody out, I help everybody out.
Bro. Right, right.
Like, nah, I really believe I'm here to pay it forward. That's what I'm trying to do.
Dope, man. You came all the way up here to fuck with us, man.
We yeah, straight up. We appreciate that.
Hey,
yeah.
I fuck with y'all boys.
This is an amazing episode.
For sure.
I hope I ain't prematurely ending it. You had another question?
Nah, man. I think Benny done a great job of explaining his journey through the space. And
yeah, when I come up with some more questions, we got to come back through.
Yeah, hey, say listen, we got to do a part two. Benny down to do a part two.
Come on.
Yeah.
I swear.
So this your time. Plug everything. Talk about your company one last time. Do everything.
Yeah, man. You can follow me on Instagram at Benny Tarantino, period, scene. Benny Tarantino just on Twitter. You can follow us at the Stay Comfy Company worldwide. That's on Instagram. Also, Stay Comfy Worldwide on Twitter. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to go into production June 29th, so we should be ready to drop mid-August. My birthday in October, so I may just say, fuck it, it dropped in October. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Drake got the same birthday, by the way, so that's why I'm hella biased with the Drake shit. Yeah, OVO to the world blow. but yeah, man, shout out to all my guys, man. If I miss your shit, you know it's good. You know I love you, but yeah. Shout out to, I got some crazy kicks on, some crazy Jordan 1. Shout out to Sweet Feet Kicks, my nigga Casey Johnson. Shout out to him. He give me right. He keep me laced.
For sure.
Anybody that he forget, we're going to do that part two. We're going to get y'all next time.
Yeah, I'm going to get y'all. Yeah. I know y'all going to tap in with me. Oh, yeah. Shout out my nigga JG. JG just dropped his new motherfucking album, JG Stackhouse. Shout out my nigga Q. Q got some crazy hats that he done dropped and shit, too. Shit, I can go for days. Shit. Shout out my nigga Cass Fun. Right, she got her own set, formal set. High quality shit. She look like Prada. No cap. Again, my nigga Uno. On Kim, bro, shout out revivemonds.com. Big time, man. We Arkansas moving in a big way. We really out here, but can't nobody pinpoint us on the map.
Salute Arkansas.
I'm here to make sure they pinpoint us on the map.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's been another episode of Random Acts of Podcast. Tap into the Patreon, patreon.com/ARIO podcast. Tap into the YouTube page, youtube.com/RandomActs of podcast. IG, Twitter, ARIO Podcast. Once again, salute to the big homie Banny.
Yeah.
Pulled up on us.
Yes, sir.
Another classic episode. We just on a crazy run right now. Like,
yeah, man. We're not missing. Hell of a tear.
We ain't missing it.
Y'all going crazy. Y'all going crazy for sure.
Y'all
going crazy for sure.
So, yeah, we appreciate you coming through again.
I'm going to shake your hand on camera, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all boys, man.
You said first podcast, right?
First podcast. This is my first one. It's my first one.
Man, and this was a great podcast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now we can pop some bottles. With all that said, man, we out.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.